And now the game where somebody who does a bunch of things really well tries his hand at something else. If you're a comedy person, you know Bob Odenkirk from Mr. Show, the cult classic sketch series that he did with David Cross. If you're a drama person, or if you're interested in meth, you know him as the shyster lawyer Saul Goodman on Breaking Bad. He's got a new show on the IFC called The Birthday Boys, and a new book out as well. Bob Odenkirk, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh, my goodness. Hi there. Thank you so much for the warm welcome.
Very excited. We got to ask first about Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
I haven't finished it yet.
You haven't finished it yet. Well, all of us, okay, first question. All of us who have finished Breaking Bad or were watching it had to be so careful about spoilers to the last season. You've known for, like, what? When did you finish shooting it? 6 months ago? 8 months ago?
Yeah, but I didn't read the final episode and a half. I didn't read anything I wasn't in. How about that?
Okay.
The last,
and did people come up to you during those months that the last final season hadn't even started? And were like, so can you, I mean...
Yeah, they came up and said, seriously, what happens? Don't tell me!
you did this show. Let's go back a little bit in time. First of all, you grew up here in Chicago and were part of the sketch comedy scene, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Naperville, Illinois.
Hey, Naperville!
A great little town, although I couldn't wait to get out when I was 15.
Sure.
But that would have been true wherever I was. I went to Chicago, I did sketch comedy, did a short trip in Europe, and I loved sketch comedy since I was a little kid. I did it in junior high, and I did it in high school as part of my school projects. I would write sketches.
Right. Now, what kind of sketches were you doing as a kid? What were some of your early work like?
I wrote, for class, comedy sketches. One was about Ghana, and one was about the Chicago fire, and then there was one about Abe Lincoln, which has been my go-to comedy touchstone.
Really?
Yes, I did this one-man Abe Lincoln show. It's basically a guy who is filling in for the actual Abe Lincoln one-man show actor, and he doesn't know anything about Lincoln except what he's picked up from hearsay and placemats at restaurants. In it, I stand up and I take a penny out and look at it and go, I've lost weight.
So, so you wrote for Saturday Night Live for a while?
Yeah, I wrote there for 4 years.
And you did a show with your partner David Cross,
yes,
called Mr. Show, which was one of the greatest, weirdest things I've ever seen. And I mean, if you had to describe it to somebody who had never seen it, well, what would you describe it as?
It's an American Monty Python, but it's a lot angrier than Monty Python ever was. It just is. It's got some edges on it, you know.
But like there was that sketch about the farting performer.
But that was, you know, we were in Montreal that year, the comedy festival, and there was a guy who farted as his act.
That was his actual act?
Yes. Well, there's a famous fartist named Mr. Gas or something.
Mr. Methane.
He's also a French guy. The French love it, and I don't know if, I don't know if it's harder to fart or... why it's a prized skill, but...
But you know what? No, I'm not into fart humor. I think I'm beyond that. But I will say, farting on cue...
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
No, farting on cue is a skill set. Let's be real.
Well, I don't know about that. Well, then I guess my son's good at something.
Yeah.
This was with your partnership with David Cross. David Cross has been in the show.
Yeah.
People might know him best these days playing the
Tobias Funke.
Funke on Arrested Development.
Yeah.
And how did you guys meet?
Well, he got hired when I was writing on the Ben Stiller show. He was hired as a writer. I was also in the cast of that show, and he was hired as a writer. But actually before that, Janine Garofalo was a friend of his and a friend of mine. One day here in L.A., I was sitting in my living room, and the door was open, and the screen door was closed, and Janine lived 3 or 4 blocks away from me, and David was visiting her, and there's nothing to do during the day when you're a comic.
Come on.
Well, there's nothing healthy to do.
There we go.
And she said, why don't you like basketball? My friend Bob Odenkirk likes basketball. Why don't you guys could play? I'll walk you over there. You can meet him. So David didn't want to do this, but he grabbed the basketball, walked over to my house with Janine, stood outside, and they were looking at me through the screen door, and I remember this. And Janine goes, "This is my friend David. He likes to play basketball. He wanted to know if you wanted to." And I said, and I looked over and I went, "You know what? I'm eating lunch right now." So no. And they went, "That was it."
That was it.
And that was, and then he walked away, and it was the most embarrassing thing he'd been through. And
was it just so weird that he was trying to introduce you, like, for a play date with another grown man? Was that the problem?
I just think I was a cold bastard.
Oh, well, that could be a problem.
I'm doing my best.
Well, Bob Odenkirk, we are delighted to talk to you.
And thank you, man.
And we've invited you here to play a game that this time we're calling...
Better Not Call Saul.
So, as we've been discussing on Breaking Bad, you played less than noble lawyer Saul Goodman. But we're going to ask you about three noble, inspiring, even heroic lawyers. Get two out of three questions right. You'll win a prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice on their voicemail, and 8 barrels filled with $10 million each buried somewhere in the desert.
Right.
Carl, who is Bob Odenkirk playing for?
Bob is playing for Kenneth Gilbault of South Hadley, Massachusetts.
And by the way, we should tell you that David Cross, your partner, got 3 out of 3 when he played this game. All right?
Oh, jeez.
All right.
Well, that's right.
So let's say you're the victim of injustice. And if you go to attorney Willie E. Gary's website, he shows you that he is the guy to help you by playing video of what? A, the horrible injuries suffered by his prior clients. B, his personal fleet of Bentley automobiles. Or C, himself acting out the big speech to the jury from the movie The Verdict.
Wow. I'm going to say his fleet of Bentleys.
You're exactly right.
Wow.
Willie Gary, one of the most successful plaintiff's lawyers in the country, has a fleet of Bentleys, 2 private jets, the second of which is a 737 called Wings of Justice 2 with a gold sink. All right, that's good. Second question. This goes back a few years, but it is one of our favorite lawyers. A lawyer threatened the Cleveland Browns with legal action about the dangerous practice of fans throwing paper airplanes at their stadium. So the team's general counsel, in response, sent back to that lawyer which of these? A, a polite apology delivered by the Cleveland Browns offensive line at 2 in the morning. B, a cease and desist letter folded into a very pointy paper airplane thrown through his window. Or see a helpful note that said, quote, "I feel that you should be aware that some a-hole is signing your name to stupid letters."
Oh, my goodness. I like that last one. I'm going to go with the folded cease and desist.
You mean the folded letter into a paper airplane
and
threw it through his window? No, it was actually the last one. It is... It's an enormous... You can Google it, Cleveland Browns letter about paper airplanes. It's from the 70s. It's
nice
an amazing thing. All right. This is interesting. You got 1 out of 2 with 1 to go. If you get this one right, you'll win. The Florida lawyer Thomas Lewis Edwards managed to increase his own advertising exposure. How? A, he stamped innocent thanks to Thomas Lewis Edwards on his clients' foreheads as they left the courtroom. B, in the courtroom, he'd say, "Objection! This objection brought to you by Thomas Lewis Edwards and CSX moving 800 tons of freight on 1 gallon of fuel." Or C, he got arrested for drunk driving and his mugshot was published right next to an ad for his law firm in the Gainesville Sun newspaper.
Oh, the last one.
Yes, you're right. The mugshot, of course. Carl, how did Bob Odenkirk do in our quiz?
Well, he had 2 correct answers, Peter, so he's a winner.
Well done, sir. Well done.
I beat David Cross.
Actually, you didn't beat him, but you both won.
No, I did, because I won, but I only had to get 2 right to win.
There you go. Bob Odenkirk's new book is Hollywood Said No. His new show, The Birthday Boys, a sketch comedy show, premieres October 18th on the IFC. Bob Odenkirk, thank you so much
for
being with us. Great to talk to you. Thanks for your great work.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.